This is Weekend Edition on WNIJ. I'm Phil Masterton. Yesterday, during Morning Edition, we brought you an in-depth story about Rockford's Club Blue that, after 5 short years, will surpass the $1 million mark in grants and donations to Rockford area organizations. Now, we're going to hear from 3 recipients of Club Blue grants and what it meant for them to receive that money. Jane Armitage, Vice President of Development for Remedies Renewing Lives, says their mission is to provide help to victims of domestic violence and their children, as well as individuals struggling with addiction, in the form of shelter, programs, and services. Armitage shares the grant they received and what it provided.
We received a generous grant from Club Blue Foundation to build the children's playroom in our new shelter. And what it means for the children is while they're living in shelter or coming to group meetings, they have a place to go, be themselves, and have fun, and to heal.
Healing is what Remedies does for others. But what did the grant mean for the organization?
When we were notified that we were chosen to receive the funds, it was very overwhelming, and we were so grateful because many organizations in our community applied, all very worthy. So for us, it was validation of what we do.
Dola Gregory is founder CEO of Rockhouse Kids. Like many of her associates, she is humble in her work and told me about the minimal grant she wrote and the generous response from Club Blue.
We were looking to have a fence in a parking lot area that we have because we've had so many predators preying on our children. So we wanted to have a secured fence with a privacy curtain on it. And so we got the $15,000 to do that. But once they came and seen that it was simply a parking lot, they said, you need some playground equipment here. So they gave another $10,000 toward the playground equipment.
That was the start of a relationship, not the end of a fund drive. Dola shared a little more about how Club Blue works nonstop for their recipients.
The relationship is whatever else we needed. We had 80 kids that didn't have winter boots, and it was snowing and blowing. And we called and we said that, and I don't know how many of those women went shopping, but they all went shopping, and they started coming in the next day. They were bringing boots after boots for our kids, and that meant so much to us. And there's been times we haven't had anybody to bring the hot meal, the food, and we've made a phone call, and they get right on it, and they show up with more than enough food and homemade desserts and everything. So they said, you know, this is only the beginning. Let us know what you need, and they're true to the word on that.
Finally, Carrie Nelson, Executive Director for Rockford Area Habitat for Humanity, let me know how far a grant from Club Blue can go.
So we will get to build one additional house this year because of the gift that they've provided for us.
An entire house?
It is paying for the whole house. It's a $75,000 grant, so it pays our entire total development cost from administrative construction manager costs as well as the raw cost it takes to build the house. So it's possible that we're putting a new family in that house 100% because of Club Blue.
Rather than reaching dozens of families at once, Habitat changes the lives of a few families at a time, but in a big way. Carrie explains just how important the Club Blue house will be to the selected family.
It means a tremendous amount to them. So she's a single mother. She has 3 children, one of which is special needs. So she has an autistic son who has really struggled over the course of the last couple of years trying to kind of find his own identity. And the apartment that they're living in currently, he's been sleeping on a mattress on her floor in her bedroom. And so this would mean having his own space, having a place where he can go and he can read and he can have a dedicated space just for him with the things that help him process things. This will be amazing as well because for years she's had her kids sleeping on her floor. The house that she lives in currently has an upstairs, but it has no heat. And the landlord has nailed all the windows shut. So in the summertime, it's stifling, and in the wintertime, it's freezing. So not only does it mean personal space for her, but it means personal space for her son, who's been really struggling without having that for a long time.
Part of that bright glow on Rockford's horizon is the aura of Club Blue Angels and the radiant smiles of the organizations taken under their caring wings. I'm Phil Masterton, WNIJ News.